It's the Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, here with Tim Henney. Jim Klopman says balance is our sixth sense, and that by continually retraining our balance, we'll not only improve our well-being, but also prevent life-threatening injuries. He points to facts such as the number one cause of concussion is from a fall, and that the number one cause of accidental death and injury for individuals over the age of 65 is a fall. Jim saw all the focus on diet, fitness, and skill, but recognized an acute neglect of balance, something most of us take for granted. He invented the slack bow, the slack block, and he wrote a book called Balance is Power, Improve Your Balance to Perform Better, Live Longer, and Look Younger. Jim Klopman, thanks for joining us. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me come on. I really appreciate it. Look forward to it.
I was just saying before we went on air that there's so much that I didn't know about the importance of balance, and it's what everyone doesn't know, it seems like, about balance. But you are someone who's been in alignment with balance for a really long time.
Yeah, you picked up on a point that probably took me 7 years to figure out, is that it's such an unseen and unfelt loss that people don't know that they've had a degradation until it gets to be acute, and that's when people start to fall. But previous to that, you could have a 10, 15, 20% loss in your balance skills, and you don't feel it because we don't live in a balance challenge world. So you don't maybe ski as well or hit your golf ball as well, but you don't blame it on your balance loss because you don't feel it. So you think, well, I've got to practice more at my golf game, or I've got to ski more runs, or I got to work more on my form. But it's this hidden loss, and because it's hidden, you don't realize that you need to turn around and train. And once you fix it and turn it back on again, suddenly you're hitting the golf ball further or you're skiing better.
Mm. You know, one thing that happens as we age as well is we have the tendency to become more, well, dizzy, shall I say. Like motion, there's motion sickness that happens more often. And I think it all has to do with the crystals in your ears and probably lack of balance.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that go on there. One is it is balance because, you know, the more you... Fishermen don't have this problem because they're always in a balance challenge environment, so to speak. So they have a tendency not to get seasick because they're always on that boat. But the other thing that happens is we look at these screens all day long and we sit with a close visual distance and we shut off our peripheral vision. And one of the things that's not really talked about anywhere in the fitness world is this hidden vision system that you have where you're picking up data that goes way, doesn't even go into your visual cortex, it goes into other parts of your brain, the movement parts of your brain. So you end up shutting off your peripheral vision, and that's why you end up getting that seasickness. There's actually a pair of glasses that have been invented in Sweden where they start moving outside your peripheral vision, and just by doing that, you end up not getting car sick. So there's ways to overcome it, and we teach people that all the time.
Jim, are you starting to see a change in the recognition of balance and kind of taking its, you know, maybe rightful standing amongst the other aspects of, you know, that you mentioned, being diet and fitness and skill recognition?
I like how you word that because that's exactly what it is. Yeah, at the very highest levels. People have always paid attention to it, but only in words. So where it is the major component to athletic performance, you know, we'll lift weights for so many hours, we'll run for so many hours, then we'll balance for, you know, 2 minutes or 5 minutes. But you take somebody like LeBron James, he's keeping it hidden, but he's doing a type of balance training that uses part of our protocol, but most of his work's on a Swiss ball on his knees. Last year, he's 32 years old. He played more minutes than any other player in the NBA with no injuries. His balance training now is so important to him, and he's gotten away from the heavy weights that once he was signed with the Lakers, he went to Positano in Italy. And LeBron's rich enough that he doesn't have to carry a bag. He's got a staff with him. But what's the one thing he carries in the car, out of the car, onto the yacht is his balanced Swiss ball, which is this big purple ball. And he has it with him 24/7, and he carries it. So we see things like this happening, and I see it. I'm sort of a savant when it comes to balance. I look at the New Orleans Saints last week when they played their football game. They had four unsigned receivers score touchdowns and made amazing catches. You don't find four unsigned receivers that are that good that quickly. Somebody's doing something on the New Orleans Saints to change their athletic performance, and to me it's pretty clear it's balance.
And there's been some aspect of balance training. I'm thinking skiers right now, and you know there have been these machines that talk about power and balance and right. movement. And then there are the there's the sort of teeter totter right. little thing that balances on either a roller or a ball, and you stand on it, and you right. go back and forth. So are those addressing balance?
Well, the first time I saw Michaela Szyfrinski when she was 16, I said she is the best balance skier that's come along since Edmar Stenmark. And Stenmark was a very skinny guy. And he just about ran the table with GS that year. The only thing he did in the summertime was walk on a tightrope and ride on a unicycle. His unicycle was a little different, though. It was 5 feet tall. Now, Michaela, when she was a child, could ride a unicycle and juggle. And so she was always focused on balance, and she was pretty good on the slack line. The one year she got injured, I think she went to big weights and tried to get strong, and then she went back to balance. And we spoke to her once and said, please stay away from the weights, go back to your balance. She's been on a slack block. You know, we have photos of that. We can't use them of her on our equipment. The ski team now has a slack bow. We went in, showed them our protocol. We showed their PhDs, the academic researchers, asked them if we could do a joint research project with them. And they said, no, we're too busy for that. Then I found out they are doing research on it. But it still comes down to, even a sport like skiing, balance is a key component, and weightlifting is not. It's not about building more strength. It's building more reaction, being able to react to every input you have when you ski. And Michaela is the finest example of that. She continues to balance train, and when you watch her ski, it's the difference. And the other girls are getting big and strong. You got these massive hips and these massive glutes, and you look at Michaela, and she's small compared to the rest of them.
Wow, that's interesting. If you're just joining us, our guest is Jim Klopman. He's written the book, Balance is Power, Improve Your Body's Balance to Perform Better, Live Longer, and Look Younger. He also has a practice here in Park City. Tell us about your practice, where you are now, and what's the sort of the protocol when you have a client come in for, say, an hour?
Yeah, it depends on, you know, where they start. We operate the Park City Karate Studio down in Kimball Junction. We do it by appointment only, but it depends who it is. We've had concussion clients come in that are so acute they can't walk. So, you know, we start them someplace different than we'd start an athlete. But everybody goes through an initial evaluation, and we have a scale. I didn't name this, although I sound like an egomaniac when I tell you the name of the scale. It's called the Klopman Balance Index. It is from 0 to 100, 50 being average, 20 being you need a walker or a cane, 60 or 70 being a good athlete, 80 or 90 being a great athlete, and 100 being a Cirque du Soleil performer. So we have, let's say we had a concussion client come in one time, and the mother said, hey, you know, the PT okayed him. And I tested him, and I said, yeah, he's okay to ski slopes for the fun of it. He's okay to walk around town and run. He's not ready to do anything slope style. He's going to get injured again because he should be at a 75 or 80 if he's going to do slope style. So we trained him, and he got up to a 75 or 80. He started to perform better, which was good news. He started doing better, and, of course, he didn't get another concussion. With these concussions, I don't want to divert too much from the balance. They occur over and over and over again because I think a lot of times the balance system is not fully reestablished to where it was before the concussion.
Wow. You tell a story. I'm going to ask you to retell it. I heard it on a podcast that you were on, and you talk about, we don't have to mention names, but you say, one of my clients is the father of a very famous skier.
Yeah, right.
So we can only imagine right. who that might be. But you talk about how he came in, he was lamenting that he just couldn't keep up right. with his friends on the slopes.
Right.
Then what happened?
Well, this was a guy who skied in that group. So it's a group of 10 guys that go out twice a week here in town, and, you know, old timers are all great skiers. And this guy came in to me and he said, hey, I ski with this group. I've been skiing with them for like 20 years, and they're getting ready to throw me out because I can't keep up. And if you looked at this gentleman, he was 64 at the time. He's really fit. And he says, I'm going to the gym. I got a trainer. I'm trying to do everything I can, and I can't keep up. So can you help me? So I said, all right, let's go. Let's do it. So we did it Monday and Wednesday, and he skis with this group Thursday and Saturday. He came back Friday and he said, did you hypnotize me? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, they've been waiting on me yesterday, I was the first one down. I was waiting on them. How do I go from being the last one down to the first one down? And it's a great sort of representative story of what we do. What happens with the balance system is we have no other description for it other than it's a software system. So you're not building muscle strength and you're not building some sort of physical skill. It turns on so bloody quickly that once it turns on, it starts to even get better by itself. And this is what happens. You turn it on and suddenly gets better. Now with the skier, we all have a speed limit, except maybe Ted Ligety doesn't have a speed limit. You know, great skiers at a very high level don't, but most of us have a ski limit. We get to a limit and we're like, oh crap, this is uncomfortable. And you go over that speed limit, you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And that's your brain telling you, yeah, you are going too fast for your balance skills. As soon as we up your balance skills, that speed limit goes up automatically. We have clients come back all the time going, I don't get it. I know I'm going incredibly fast and my friends are telling me I'm going too fast, but I feel totally comfortable. And they are, because their balance is better.
I'm completely sold on the concept of balance. And I, you know, I visited your studio right when you were over there in
Iron Horse
yeah area. And it's too bad you're not still there, because yeah, that's closer and more convenient. But you do have something called a slack block for
right
someone like me. I live in a small apartment. I really couldn't put a slack
right
bow in there. I don't have the space for it.
Right.
But tell me about the block, because I'm really interested in that. And I could see myself using that regularly. And I got to tell you, Jim, one other thing you said, unicycle riding. As a kid, I rode a unicycle all the time.
Yeah.
I rode it down to the beach, which was straight downhill and back up, and it had to be a mile each way carrying fishing gear.
Wow.
I did that all the time.
You need to go back to it.
I know, and I don't do anything for balance these days.
Yeah.
I'm the guy you just described.
Yeah, it's the slack block just was not done purposely. I mean, we had foam, we had board. I mean, we were just messing around all the time in the gym. And it's a little 13-inch, 14-inch piece of foam with a board on top of it. Stepping on foam is really easy, we discovered. Stepping on foam with a board on it is much harder. And it replicates probably 80% of what you do on the slack bow. And it comes with, which I find hard to believe, we have a patented process called a 12-minute routine. So when you buy the slack block, you get a link to the video that's the 12-minute routine. And you go through that, and what you have to do to improve balance is always be progressing. You'll never get stronger lifting weights if you only lift 5 pounds. You got to go 5, 10, 20, increase your reps. But we do that with balance, too. We'll start you out at a low level, and as you progress, you add more and more to the balance challenge, and it gets better. And we... you'll be shocked. Your vision gets better. We have all of our skiers come back and say they ski in flat light much better after they balance mm-hmm train.
Your hair grows in.
That's not true. This is radio. This is radio. If it was video, you'd see that's not true. But yeah, it's amazing how many other things come together. And nobody ever said, I need to spend more time in the office. Everybody wants to get outside and do something that challenges their balance and it reintegrates their brain and it makes them feel better. So ski, motorcycle, even when you go to a movie or if you go to a museum and look at art, no art has got these perfectly straight lines. It all kind of makes your brain work because you're not looking at straight, flat surfaces. And so when you challenge your balance, you're sort of taking yourself out of that world of rectilinear, perfect walls and perfect floors, and your brain gets sort of reinvigorated. And just having one in the office, getting on it for a minute here, a minute there, suddenly you get off, your brain's clear, and you can go back to work.
So let's say I buy the slack block. I right start with your progression. I see the video. I'm
right
using that. And
right
I still want to go do the slack bow in your studio
right
from time to time.
Right.
How does that happen?
Just contact us through the website, you know, slackbow.com, and we'll set up an appointment with you. And you come in. And, you know, it's one of the business model difficulties is that when you own a gym, you know, you're always trying to sell memberships. People come in all the time. 5, 6, 8 hours, you upscale your balance so much. And then when you go utilize it, and then the other thing, it gets in your brain. You can't get it out of your brain. We teach you how to walk differently. We teach you things about your shoes. And once it's in your brain and you've upscaled your balance, it stays at a high level. You don't lose it again. You start looking at, we teach you how to look at your phone differently, how to look at a computer differently, how to integrate your vision. And all these things become part of your lifestyle. And after 6 hours, you're like, I don't see anymore. We in fact have a protocol for concussions, and we make you pay for 10 sessions up front. We give you the first session free, and then if you want to sign on, you have to pay for the next 9 sessions at a price of 10 sessions. And the reason we do that is people leave after 4 sessions fixed. And we feel like if we're going to fix a concussion, we ought to get money for it. You can come back and get your other 6 sessions anytime you want. But it's true. I mean, we didn't do that with your son, but, mm-hmm. It's the same thing. He was not there much more than, 6 or 7 sessions, and we never saw him again. And right. I'm assuming things got better.
Things got much better. Right. Yeah. Wow. So, again, it's slackbow.com. That's B-O-W.
Right.
.com. You can go online. That's how you find.
Right. There's contact info there.
Okay. And this book, Balance is Power. I'm wondering, and I know that you've been well-trained over quite some time at looking at someone like Michaela Shiffrinsky, right. and you go, she's got the best balance right. of anyone. But I'm wondering, between, looking at an athlete like Michaela or your Kloppman scale, 1 right. to 100, what do you see? I'm just curious.
Well, it's interesting. There's a lot of balance measurement devices out there now that measure from a pressure plate basis. But it's how the whole body moves. It's a whole body movement. So we'll see people. You and I talked recently about people coming out of CrossFit, and I think that they're amazing athletes, and that's an amazing sport, that fitness sport. When I watch CrossFit games, I'm blown away. But if somebody spent too much time developing big muscles in their shoulders and arms and back, they have trouble balancing because they can't move those body parts of the body freely. So we look at movement in terms of how the arms move, the head moves, the horizontal plane of the eyes. Somebody with really good balance holds their hands in a very common position. They all have a common way of holding their fingers in their hands. They all have a common place that they put their tongue. Now, the tongue is not supposed to be part of the balance system, but there's little bits of research that says it is. I also spent a lot of time in the old days in the world of energy medicine and energy health. And there's a lot of things that go on with the hands. And when you watch the hands start to move in a certain way, you go, oh, that must be part of the formula. And we believe I've put together enough information to create a balance measurement device. And I think everybody should know what their balance score is. Because if I ask anybody how good your balance go, well, it's okay. Really, do you know what your resting heart rate is? Yes. Do you know what your blood pressure is? Yes. How come you don't have a number? Mm-hmm. And we're working on that now. We're trying to raise money for that, where everybody in the country can go, my balance is 20, my balance is 60, my balance is 80.
Wow. So you brought us here at KPCW a Slack block. I'm looking at it right now. It's about a foot long or so. Right. And I'm going to leave it here for those who are working a long day. And, we always try to get up out of the desk and I used to do some air squats and things like that. But if we leave it here, what's the 1 to 2 minute protocol that people can do? Get up out, from their desk and do this.
It's just to get up on it and to, open your eyes to have a broad vision. Mm-hmm. Not look at the floor, kind of look out, take off your glasses, and just stand with your foot parallel and just do, like a minute worth of attempts, we call it. Try to stay up there as long as you can, letting your whole body move freely, and then switch the other foot. Letting your whole body move freely, and then you're pretty much done with what I'd call would be a good in-office protocol.
Excellent. Well, the book, again, Balance is Power. Our guest is Jim Kloppman. And you also, your business partner is Janet Miller,
yes.
who's been a longtime trainer
exactly.
at The Mark.
Yeah.
And so she does this same protocol
right.
as a trainer at The Mark.
Yeah.
So you can contact her there
as
well.
Exactly, yeah. And she would, she does a lot of our training now for even the balance training that we do. And I'm more of the outside the Park City operator, so mm-hmm. to speak. But yeah, she's fully educated on the full protocol, and she's a great trainer.
Excellent. Well, Jim, thanks for coming by
Thank
the studio,
you.
And thanks for bringing us the Slack block.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.